Here's a question from a devotee called Vijay Kumar. He says, I am Vijay Krishna from India. I guess his name is Vijay Krishna. I have taken Harinam and Diksha from Gaudiya Math 2.5 years back. I was following my 16 rounds daily without any delay. One day, my father became ill and he was admitted to a hospital. He left his body within 13 days. I went to Govardhan Parikram for my father's health, and I told Govardhan Maharaj, he means Giriraj, please take care of my father. If you will not take care, I will never come to your place. My father did not survive, and from that day I am doing only one round japa. I am unable to do bhakti from the heart, and I always think of my father. My father never drank, smoked, and he was the greatest bhakta of Lord Shiva. Hare Krishna. To Vijay Krishna or Vijay Kumar, I'm not sure which is the name, but we're very sorry for the loss of your father. And however, this is, as an initiated devotee, I'm sure that you know, part of being in the material world is that all kinds of reverses happen. Kunti Devi says, Vipada Shantita Shashwat Tatra Tatra Jagat Guru Bhavato Darshanam Yatshat Apuna Bhavadarshanam. She asks for more and more calamities to happen because then it makes her depend more on Krishna. So that's the example that we should follow. We should follow the example that when there are reverses in the material world, which is inevitable, to just think that I worship God and everything is going to be okay is impractical, unrealistic, aside from it not being an indication of pure devotional service. But that's just not what this world is all about. This world is about suffering and misery. It's something that we read about in the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna tells us, Dukalayam Shashvatam. He says you better be ready for all kinds of material setbacks. And Srimad Bhagavatam is full of many examples of people, devotees, non-devotees who suffer at the hands of all different things, whether it's the material energy or it's at the hands of demons or so many things. And we need to, when we practice Krishna consciousness, our Krishna consciousness can't be conditional to good things happening to us and bad things not happening to us. It's not that we don't lament when such an unfortunate situation comes as our father leaving this world, but at the same time, we can't take it out on Krishna. First of all, just doing parikrama with the mentality that if you don't heal my father, I'm not going to come back, is not the right mentality. We don't threaten Giriraj, and it's not Giriraj's loss that you don't go back, but it's Vijay Krishna's own loss. But rather, Prabhupada taught us if we want to pray for someone's well-being, then we do as we were praying for Srila Prabhupada. If you so desire, please cure Srila Prabhupada. So one may pray to Giriraj like that. If you so desire, then please cure my father. But if Giriraj didn't see it was proper to intercede, then we should see things through the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, through the teachings of Krishna consciousness, that father was destined to go on to another destination. If he truly was a great devotee of Lord Shiva, then no doubt Lord Shiva also had a personal hand in that. And Suchinam Srimatam Gehe Dyogul Vrashta Vajayate, then you'll take birth either in the family of Vaishnavas, because Lord Shiva is a Vaishnava, or he'll take birth in some wealthy aristocratic family and heavenly planets, but all of it will be for his spiritual upliftment. No doubt it's a personal loss, but the personal loss can't not only blind us to the reality of someone else's benefit or what is going to be influencing Father in his next life, what his direction is going to be, but it certainly can't make us inimical towards Krishna. That is very undesirable. We should face reverses in life in the way that Kunti Devi is suggesting. We should be both broad-minded, situated in knowledge, and humble. And if that's what Krishna wants, then whatever Krishna allows, then we accept that. We don't. Why should we lose our faith? Rather, we should increase our faith. So that's what Kunti Devi says. It increases my faith. So that's one thing. What to do? What should Vijaya Krishna do? Well, he took initiation. He has a spiritual master. He took initiation from an association of Vaishnavas. So you should go to your spiritual master. You should associate with Vaishnavas. Certainly, they have strong faith, their increased faith and devotion will encourage you in your advancement in Krishna consciousness and will build you up to chanting your 16 rounds again and seeing things in a more positive and in a more Krishna conscious light, in a light that will also give you much more relief. So when devotees are in difficulty, then that's what they do. Sadhu Shastra Guru Vakya. Well, we read Shastra, we approach Vaishnavas, and by their help one can overcome the obstacles of life. And rather than chanting less rounds, better that we should chant more rounds. These are the activities that are befitting an initiated devotee, someone who actually chants Harinam. Because chanting Harinam means that we have faith. So we need to ensure that our faith is strong. And if it's not strong, in this case not very strong, then it needs to be strengthened. And faith is strengthened by increased devotional activity and by a very good association. So do that, Vijaya Krishna, and you'll find that you'll be better situated. You will be satisfactorily situated in your Krishna consciousness. And we wish you all the best. Hare Krishna.